Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. In order to contain the corona pandemic, the obligation to wear masks will be extended. In addition to the requirements already in place, masking will also apply to weekly markets, certain shopping streets, and in queues where the minimum distance of 1.5 meters cannot be maintained. This was decided by the Senate yesterday. In shopping centers and malls, the obligation to wear masks will not only apply in stores, but also in the corridors between them. According to Health Senator Kelechi, quote, "Every person is required to wear a mouth and nose cover where it is crowded." On these 10 shopping streets, masks will be mandatory in the future. Tauentzienstrasse, Kudamm, Schlossstrasse, Wilmersdorfer Strasse, Bergmannstrasse, Karl-Marx-Strasse, Bolsche-Strasse, Alte-Schönhauser-Strasse, Friedrichstrasse, and Altstadt-Spandau. Despite the successful court case of 11 restaurants against the curfew, the Berlin Senate is continuing to enforce it. According to Mayor Mueller, it is to be secured by a, quote, appropriate legal basis. A regulation and a law change are planned in order to sharpen the nighttime curfew together with a ban on alcohol for restaurants, pubs, and Spätis. There are also new regulations for private celebrations. Outside, a maximum of 25 people may gather together. Inside a household, a maximum of 5 others or a maximum of people from 2 different households are allowed. The Senate had talked at length about the issue of contact restrictions. Mueller stated, quote, "This is a hard intervention. You have to keep that in mind, which very concretely also restricts private areas." It has recently been established that between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., only a maximum of 5 people are allowed to stay together in public areas, or members of 2 households. Mueller categorically rejected a short lockdown to prevent a possibly longer lockdown. Previously, the district mayor of Pankow, Søren Ben, had called for a temporary nationwide lockdown to contain the pandemic. Mueller, however, said that even a 2-week lockdown would have, quote, dramatic consequences. He said that it was not so easy to tear children out of school or kitas or to get companies back on track. Nor should there be a lockdown in individual districts. The mayor said that in a big city like Berlin, there are smooth transitions between areas that are more affected and those that are less affected, and many people are moving through multiple districts throughout the day. Mueller emphasized that the rules are the result of scientific consultations. Apart from a lockdown, there were not many possibilities left for politicians to stop the rising infection figures. The recent continuous increase in Berlin has been alarming politicians for some time. Since September 28th, the Senate has passed various measures on a weekly basis and then later tightened them. These include compulsory wearing of masks in offices, upper limits for private meetings inside and outside, and strict restrictions on contact at night. In addition, there is a nighttime prohibition on the serving of alcohol and a curfew for gastronomy and commerce from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., which could still be legally overruled. Because the Administrative Court of Berlin had decided last Friday that the curfew, which has been in force since October 10th, would not stand up to legal review. However, the lifting of the curfew will initially only apply to the 11 bars that had filed suit, and the Senate has filed an appeal. Berlin's districts are tightening the controls on curfews and the prohibition of alcohol sales after 11 p.m., and are using patrols of their public order offices at night. On Monday, the district office in Lichtenberg announced an extension of the duty hours of their field service until 2 a.m. A survey by the Berliner Morgenpost showed that other districts have also expanded their controls or are making preparations accordingly. Following up on a story we covered last week, police spokesman Thilo Kablitz announced that the Berlin Police Academy has suspended the 6 young officers for their racist messages allegedly spread in a joint chat group. Moreover, they are forbidden to continue their education at the University for Law and Economics, where they were training for the upper and higher police service. Kablitz explained, quote, "We have a clear position. It is about their character suitability for the police profession and loyalty to the Constitution." The public prosecutor's office in Berlin had already declared last Wednesday that it would investigate against 7 accused persons for alleged incitement of the people. Individual communications in which swastikas are said to have been used were directed against asylum seekers in a racist and contemptuous manner, and other messages were used to play down the genocide of the Jews. According to the authorities, there are more than 30 disciplinary proceedings in the police force for other problematic expressions of extremism. Among them are more than 10 proceedings aimed at removal from the police service. And lastly, thank you to Nando for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.